Today was Organization Day at the State House. That's when lawmakers are sworn in, leaders are elected, and as they say, the future is yet unwritten. Joining me now to talk about what happened is NHPR's political reporter, Josh Rogers. Good afternoon, Josh.
And to you, Brady.
So let's start with the headline. Democrat Terry Norelli of Portsmouth was elected to lead the House, and Republican Peter Bragdon of Milford will be back as Senate president. That was as expected. So what did they tell colleagues after winning those posts?
Well, on some level, it was quite predictable. We need to work together is the short version. But it was also interesting to see how they chose to broach what we could call the tumult of the past 2 years. Here's a bit of what Terry Norelli said in the House.
We must keep our promises to stay focused on jobs and the economy and delivering a responsible budget that meets the needs of the citizens and the businesses of our state. And we certainly must end the harshness that has been in the air that has plagued us in recent years.
In recent years. So is that a bit of self-criticism, or is Speaker Norelli simply talking about the last 2 years when former Speaker William O'Brien had the gavel and things could get pretty hot in the House?
Well, I asked Speaker Norelli afterwards whether she planned to lead differently than she did during her two previous terms as Speaker. As you recall, Republicans weren't always happy under her watch, and Speaker Norelli indicated that she really didn't plan to lead much differently, but she did mention several steps she was taking to foster bipartisanship, training for leaders, committee chairmen, and ranking minority members from the National Conference of State Legislatures, an organization which Terry Norelli is now president of. She said she was also planning to reinstate weekly meetings between majority and minority leaders. That practice had been suspended under Speaker O'Brien. Norelli is also looking at mixed seating with lawmakers from both parties interspersed. That had been the norm until the 1990s in the House.
Any sense yet of what Republicans in the House think about that?
Not specifically, but in choosing Jean Chandler Bartlett, who's also a former House Speaker, to be their leader, Republicans elected a lawmaker who has served during times when the tone in Concord was a bit more collegial than it has been recently. And when he addressed the House, Jean Chandler put things this way.
There'll be many ways and many ideas that we will have, that we will share jointly, that we can move this state forward on. And I pledge to do that. I also pledge that there will be some instances when we don't agree with the other party. And it's our job to make sure that we make our points and in a very appropriate manner. And I'm hopeful that we will do that.
So, again, you could read the new House Speaker and the new House Minority Leader there, Jean Chandler, being a bit critical of the tone of the House under Bill O'Brien, who decided not to seek a leadership post when Republicans lost the majority in the fall elections. Representative O'Brien was there today. How did he seem to take all this?
Well, Representative O'Brien was seated in the very back row for Organization Day, and he looked relatively at ease. Former Speaker O'Brien did leave Organization Day early, though, before lawmakers voted to reelect Secretary of State Gardner and Treasurer Kathy Preventure. And, you know, it's certainly an open question what sort of role he plays in the next 2 years. And it's fair to say a lot of people are wondering, you know, how engaged he's going to end up being.
Now, the state Senate also chose leaders today. It's been comparatively drama-free over the past 2 years with Peter Bragdon at the helm. With divided government, Democrats in charge of the House, Executive Council, and the Government Office, and Republicans in control of the Senate, is the Senate then looking to be a check on Democrats?
Well, we'll see about that. It's certainly worth noting that Democrats don't have a humongous margin in the House. It stands at 218 to 180, and the Republican margin in the Senate is a slim 13 to 11. So today what Peter Bragdon was saying is that he plans to work with the House, but he also did stress that he doesn't want to see any tax increases. And some tax increases are likely to be proposed by the House and possibly by Democratic Governor-elect Hassan. Hike to the tobacco tax is almost certain. The gas tax is also going to be getting a look as a way to help pay for widening of I-93. So everyone's going to be watching that. And, you know, in a budget year in particular, bipartisanship can be tough. And, you know, from experience, that's something Speaker Norelli, President Bragdon, and Governor Hassan, you know, all know well.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Brady.
NHPR political reporter Josh Rogers.